Hello, everyone, and welcome to the GMS Magazine channel. I am Paco Garcia, your host, and this is the GMS RPG Academy, the show in which I'm giving you my hints and tips as to how about going publishing your very own role-playing games, which, yes, you should do. Definitely, you should do it. Anyway, today I want to talk about to print on PDF or not to print on PDF, which is a very tricky one. Let's face it. The best is to have both. That's it. As you can tell by my extensive collection, I absolutely love books. I'm a 47 to 48 year old man. I'm used to books. I love them. And to be perfectly honest, reading from screen is actually a lot harder for me. I just cannot get my head around it. And it disrupts my sleep pattern. It is just not as convenient. And let's face it, to me, it's just not as cool as holding a book. There is something about books that I absolutely adore. But then there is something about PDFs, which makes them so handy. I mean, you're not going to see me going on holidays, vacations, with a pack of books behind my arms. It's not going to happen. I take my trusty tablet with me, and I read. And I can, and I've read books, lots of them, in PDFs. But it's just not my preferred thing. Now, role-playing games, we all love them, pretty much all of them. All of us love them. Now, there is absolutely no reason, zero reason not to have both. Print on demand is not as good as the standard offset or even digital prints from a proper printer. Proper, please don't kill me for saying proper in the wrong place. I know it's decent. I know it isn't, but the quality, wow, it has improved in the last few years. And there are several print-on-demand suppliers out there that do absolutely fantastic work. However, there are considerations to be had when it's about deciding if you want to do both or not. And both have their advantages and their disadvantages. PDF is going to be pirated. That's it. It is an absolutely unavoidable truth nowadays. So it's a good idea to think about that and consider piracy. What impact do you think that's going to have on your book? And can you somehow use it as a marketing tool? I know my books are going to be pirated to the point that Campolimitos, when it comes out in the next 3 or 4 weeks, it's going to have a disclaimer and it's going to have a plea to people who have actually pirated the book to, you know, tip something. Say something to somebody they have enjoyed it. And if they haven't enjoyed my book, tell me why and I will listen to it. You know, because I understand that not everybody can afford to buy the books. I understand that some people will want to take a look at it before deciding to buy it. I get it. I really do. So I'm not going to berate, I'm not going to begrudge people who decide to pirate the book. And I cannot help it, so I'm just not going to fight it. But there are also some considerations regarding design. One thing that I really don't like when I take a look at some PDFs is when you have the layout of the pages is a little bit off-center towards the right on one page and towards the left on another. Because when you jump from one page to another, it does that on the screen and it's like... It's a minor thing, but I find it very irritating. Very irritating. So it's one of those things that you have to keep in mind. Given the POD option is always a good idea. Yes, you're not going to earn as much money from it as you would if you went to a printer, but you would avoid an awful lot of costs that I'm going to talk about to my Patreons in a later video. Having a POD ready, it requires a little bit of learning. There's a little bit of a learning curve, and it's not a fantastically straightforward process because you have to lay out the book in the way that the printer needs you to lay out the book. You need to supply the file in the format that the printer needs you to supply the formatting, and you need to order a test wait until that arrives, make sure that it's okay, you know, that everything's been cut in the right place, that nothing is out of place, that no pages are wrong, that the illustrations come out as you wish, then make whatever changes you need to do, then update again, then order another one. So if you're lucky, it can be a 1 month process. Something to keep in mind, especially if you have done a crowdfunding to get your book published. It can be 2 to 3 months. With the coronavirus pandemic, the Dragon Kings, it was 4 months until I managed to get my hardback copy. 4 months wait. Exceptional circumstances, true, but 4 months. So it happens. So there's an awful lot of things that you need to consider. But if you possibly can, do both. If you can avoid doing offset, by all means do. Unless you know that you're going to be selling and sending a number of books in advance, like if you do a crowdfunding or a pre-sale, then try to do POD, because having 500, 600, 1,000 books in your garage, it's going to be an awful lot. And then you have to send all those books and you have to pay for those books in advance. So it's a bit... It's one thing to consider. So if you can do both, when you do PDF, and yeah, I'm sorry, you have to do PDF, okay? It's some people don't. There's still some publishers in Spain that don't do PDF. But it's kind of the trend. It's just how it goes. So consider both. If you can, consider both. And POD should always, always be an option. It gives you more reach. It gives you more choices. It costs you very, very little. And is one more service that you have to offer to your potential players. As I said, I'm going to expand on this a little bit more for my Patreon, so please do join. There's a link in the video description. But by all means, do let me know your thoughts. Especially, I would like to hear what you have to say regarding piracy, because it's, yeah, it's a very interesting one. So, until the next time, please do take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Take care.